Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Taking a break from painting for a little bit, for an hour or so at least, and I'm very, very excited. I tell you, today it's been a crazy day for me, an up and down day. We had to, our hot water heater went out, and so we had to do some TLC on that. Got it going, and Danny, my girlfriend, is actually, I think, getting ready to take a hot shower right now, so that's I'm not in the doghouse, folks. I'm not in the doghouse. It's all good. Then I was putting up the Christmas lights just here before the show. I have half of them up. It's been really rainy down here, so I started putting the rest of them up and fell off the ladder, of course, but I'm okay. I'm okay. So that's been my crazy day, but it's great now because we've got a fantastic guest, all the way from Wichita, Kansas, J.J. McGowan. Am I saying your last name right, JJ? I hope I am.
It's McGuigan.
McGuigan. I will never
McGuigan,
forget that
yeah.
as long as I live now.
Awesome. No worries. Awesome. Most people get that wrong.
JJ McGuigan. I like it. I like it a lot. JJ's got a brand new EP out, Disassociative, it's called. And yeah, it's really, really good. I really dig it. Now, JJ, you are a musician and also a singer-songwriter, and you know, you've done a lot here. You've got the you were the VH1 Save the Music Songwriting Contest finalist, and man, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that happened a while back. Just entered into their songwriting competition, and just progressed through the rounds, and then got all the way to be a finalist and whatnot, and that's really what gave me the confidence, you know, to keep pursuing it.
That's awesome.
And keep at it and everything. So it was a really neat deal.
Cool, man. That is very cool. Wow. Talk about exciting. Very, very cool. Now, are you are from Wichita, right?
Correct. Yeah, born and raised here. So
nice. I, a million and one years ago, when I was a little kid, you probably weren't even born yet, JJ, my folks lived in, we lived in a little town not too far from Wichita called Chanute, Kansas, and that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I tell you, this is how long ago that was. My father took me to the factory where he worked, And they showed me that they got a new computer. He was an engineer here at this place. And they got this brand new computer. And it was, man, I was like, you want to go see the computer? I was a little kid. I'm like, yeah, I want to see the computer. It's the future, you know. And the computer didn't have a monitor or anything. And it read punch cards. You put cards with holes in them in it. That's how you enter the information. I mean, that was a long time ago, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dating
myself.
Yeah, I never
knew computers did
myself.
That.
Oh, yeah. Wait, a million years ago. No, it wasn't that long, but yeah, pretty long. Crazy, crazy. So now, the big elephant in the room, I don't really think it's an elephant at all, especially this day and age, and I think it's very important because you're very open with this, and it is important for people to talk about, because a lot of times with mental illness, people didn't talk about it. You know, it was almost like a stigma type deal. And a couple years ago, you were 16, and you were diagnosed with OCD and depression.
Correct.
And I think that's a good thing, because in the fact that they figured out what was going on at an early age like that. You didn't have to wait till you were 56. Yeah, you got this figured out. Now, what was that like? Did it freak you out?
Yeah, it was definitely one of those deals, you know, when you're 16 and things are going fairly well, and then all of a sudden it was just like several straws that broke the camel's back, and then basically I just came down with panic attacks and severe depression, and so I immediately just went to my doctor, and he was able to pretty much diagnose it right away. But then I went in to go and get officially diagnosed with OCD and depression and anxiety and whatnot. And then
wow.
You were right. You hit the nail on the head in that I got it diagnosed early and was able to have a good prognosis because of that. I had
right.
good people around me and everything. And unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why I try to speak out about it is because some people don't have a good prognosis, meaning they might not have a good support system around them. People might not try and understand what they're going through and everything. And so it's important. I think more so now today, there are more understanding people because it's been out in the open a little bit as
right.
far as mental health and everything. But, you know, as far as just people willing to get help and everything, it was just one of those things where you just be honest with what you've gone through and everything, and then hopefully maybe that can inspire someone to get help and whatnot. And so
exactly.
that's the main reason why I'm trying to be as outspoken as I can about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, and if somebody's sick with something,
mm-hmm.
mental illness or physical illness or whatever, you know, there shouldn't be a stigma to that. There shouldn't be, you know, well,
right.
it's your fault. You got sick. What? Come on now. We don't have
right.
time for that. Let's, what do we do
yeah.
to solve it or not solve it or at least be able to live with it? You know what I mean? And,
right. Yeah. Totally.
That's cool. Now, let me ask you,
yeah.
JJ, with the OCD, because I don't know much about this, and I'm probably like
mm-hmm.
a lot of people who don't. What I know
mm-hmm.
is what I've seen in movies and TVs and books and stuff. And so excuse my any questions that seem these questions I ask, I don't mean to offend. They're probably coming from a place of ignorance, you know, because I just don't know about that
okay.
about it.
Yeah.
I've never had to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, do you with the OCD, like that's you were washing your hands all the time or turning doorknobs?
Well, with
and
me,
number
it was
three,
it more has to do with being a peer obsessional, which deals with intrusive thoughts that cause,
okay.
you know, severe anxiety and everything. And I never really got to where I had to perform rituals to,
oh, I see.
You know, to
rituals,
soothe the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And because basically there are two layers of OCD. There's the compulsion side, which is the hand washing, which is 90% of what
uh-huh.
you see on TV and in documentaries and stuff like that. Then there's the pure
right.
obsessional side, which are intrusive thoughts, thoughts that are, you know, very, they said morbid, very, very disturbing that kind of come into your mind. And then, you know, and then if you don't really know what it is and aren't really taught how to handle it, it can be terrifying. And
wow.
One of the main therapies that helps deal with that is called cognitive behavioral therapy, in which it basically helps you look at your thoughts and realize that you're not your thoughts, even though you're having your thoughts, but you don't have to associate with them. You don't have to, you can be more than your thoughts, basically. Just kind of the idea behind that. And so, and there's a lot of different ways you can go about trying to get to that point of where your thoughts don't control you so much. And it was just kind of a mix of that and depression and everything. And then it took about, you know, 2 to 3 years before I really got back onto my feet again.
Uh-huh.
And whatnot. And so, but yeah, it's been quite an adventure, and I just, I wouldn't change a thing because I've learned so much and gained so much in the process of it.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, and as an artist, you know, you have to use that stuff, you know, I mean, it's,
right.
What a nice gift you were given. Here's a bunch of
yeah.
stuff. No, go create with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's definitely what it is. I mean, it fuels the writing process, the creative process and everything. And it helps supply,
right.
you know, material for it and anything. It's something to draw from. And just really, really, and it's therapeutic for me, and hopefully it can be therapeutic for anyone who listens to it as well. So
nice.
Kind of,
nice.
yeah.
Well, it's It's fantastic music. I've listened to the EP several times now, and I just love all the tracks. Let's play a track, JJ.
Okay.
To give people a taste of what we're talking about here and just how good it is. I've got all five queued up. What should we play first, do you think, for the folks?
I think the song Letter would be a good
outstanding
first song to play. That's kind of the new single that we're releasing right now. So
very nice. Very nice. And folks,
yeah.
I've been sharing this on my Facebook, and it's also up on my website, jamierocks.us. Rocks is, of course, R-O-S-X. Yeah, and it's a fantastic track. You know what? Let's play. You want to play the track and then we talk about it, or you want to talk about it first and then we play it? Your call, JJ, whatever you want to do.
We'll play it first and then we can talk about it, just so kind of people have heard it before.
Gotcha.
So everything. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Here it is, folks.
Yeah.
Take a listen to this because you'll be real glad you did. This is Letter. JJ McGuigan. I think I said that right that time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right.
Yeah.
Here
All
it
right.
is. I can show you
gone my way. Would you read the world's letter? It's all the things I failed to say. I wanna read the world's letter for tonight. I just want you to stay. I'm gonna read the world my letter, and I'll be on my way.
There was, folks, Letter, J.J. McGuigan. Now, J.J., on this track, I forgot to hit the button there. There we go. There we go. Nothing but professionalism here tonight. Wow. I think I must have hit my head when I fell off the ladder earlier. I don't know what's going on. Hey, now, on this track, the vocals there, which are fantastic, those were by Garrett Crow or Scott Spriggs on that one.
That was by Garrett Crow, the vocals were on that one.
Garrett Crow, very cool.
Yeah, he was a very talented musician and everything. He ended up moving to Nashville just recently. And he's going out there and everything. And so, but he helped a lot with the instrumentals and whatnot on that first EP. So it was it was a good experience. And Scott Spriggs sings on the track In All Honesty. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, you know what the good thing about Gary getting out to Music City there in Nashville? Well, you got a place to stay when you go visit now. How about that?
Definitely.
I'm going to show up at Garrett's place and say, well, hey, yeah. JJ said it was okay. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm teasing.
He's the kind of guy you have to stay.
That's the kind of guys to be friends with. That's the kind of guys to be
definitely.
Friends with. You never know.
Definitely.
You never know when you have to knock on that door.
She
kicked me out. I need to stay on your couch.
Yeah.
Haven't had that happen in a few years, but
it's
happened.
It's been a while for me, too, but I hear you. It can be a strange world sometimes. So. Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I was younger, I was just, I don't know how I survived being such a knucklehead, but I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
Very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and with help from Safeway, it doesn't have to be stressful. Safeway can help stretch your holiday budget and make things extra special. Get choice beef rib roast, just $6.99 a pound, or Hormel Cure 81 Spiral Sliced Ham, $1.59 a pound, limit 2. Pair with sweet potatoes for only 49 cents a pound. For more great deals on festive favorites, save up to $80 with in-app coupons. Tastier meats, fresher produce, happier holidays. Safeway, happy to be your new neighborhood store at 950 East Commercial Boulevard, Oakland Park.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's R-O-X-X for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
So yeah, this is the letter and all the singles we're going to be playing tonight. This is off the new EP, Disassociative. And that's all available. You can get this wherever you buy digital music and whatnot, iTunes and Google Play, all that kind of stuff. But I always tell people there's two good places to get music, if you can. First place is at a show. Go see that little gal at the merch table in the back of a show. It's very important, very important. And the other place is on an artist. If you can get it directly from the artist on their website, do that. And the reason I tell people this, a lot of people don't, outside the industry don't know this, and I'm not trying to make waves at iTunes or Google Play or any places, but understand, folks, those places don't work for free. They take a big piece of the pie. You know, yes, MP3 is only 99 cents. You'd be amazed, I don't want to say how much it is, how much Apple gets of that 99 cents. So if you have a chance, buy from the artist directly. The other cool thing about JJ here, if you go to his website, and we have a link up to it, it's very difficult to find JJ's webpage. It's so hard. It's jjmcgliganmusic.com. I'm kidding, of course. It's the easiest thing in the world to find. But he does something really neat here, and I like this. You can name your own price for the singles. So, you know, maybe you think letters only. Well, letter is free on the thing. So there's, you know, there's no reason not everybody listening to this should have letter because it's free. It's free, free, free. And well, that's different. Sorry, folks, I got distracted. I had to I was signing up for JJ's newsletter there, and I had to the little thing. What do you call it? The Capita or Capitcha or whatever. Anyway, it got me distracted. But yeah, on the others on here, you name your price. So you might say, well, you know what? I think that's not worth 99 cents. That's worth $2.99, and I need to pay it. So you can put that in. How about that? Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Help the guy out. He's working hard, man.
Yeah.
Studio time ain't free. Making these CDs and
these
music isn't free either. So go ahead.
It's one of those things where it's you can get it for free, or if you want to make a donation to help, you know, support the music, name your price. Just whatever you feel free doing. Just when you download it, you can just plug in what you want to pay, and and it's yours.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. I'm one of those guys who do that, though. I'll be walking down the street, and there'll be some guy or gal busking, and they'll have their, you know, guitar or whatever, and they'll have the case open, you know, and if you're sitting there, you know, waving across the street, you're enjoying that music, I throw a buck in those things, you know what I mean, or a couple bucks, whatever I got in my pocket. It's good stuff. And this is the same type of thing to do, folks. You can, you know, you got to help out independent artists. You got to support them, whether they be musicians or film or whatever, because if you don't, you're just going to have mainstream stuff, and, you know, that's what you got to listen to all the time.
Yeah.
And if I hear that song Heathens by that band one more time, I'm going to lose it, man. I'm going to lose. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to get emails for saying that. I bet you a dollar. crazy. Now, JJ was telling me he's working with his best friend, and it's a new EP, right?
A new EP of five songs that we're doing. We've got three pretty much nailed down. We're just going to kind of rework them and put different melodies to them and instrumentation and whatnot, and then work on two, ones from scratch that we've kind of basically started already. And so we're probably 60% done as far as the creative side, and then just go in to get it recorded. And then once we do that, you know, we'll have 10 songs, and then me and Brian are just going to, you know, look for, you know, the full band and maybe do some shows and whatnot, and then continue our writing process, because we work really well together, and we're just going to continue writing out songs and see where it takes us.
Outstanding. We'll get. Now, is Brian there right now?
Yeah, he's here right now.
They're working right now. We're interrupting them, but that's okay. Hey, Brian, how you doing? Everybody says hello, and, you know, that's cool. We didn't mean to interrupt the creative process tonight, but we appreciate taking the time.
Yeah, not at all. This is Brian. You're not interrupting me whatsoever. A lot of times we kind of come over, and we'll just sit down, and I'll pick up the guitar, start strumming, and other times JJ will have lyrics prepared, and I just kind of write melodies around that, whatever pops in my head, and sometimes they come out quickly, sometimes not so quickly, but it's always a good time.
I hear you. I'm not a musician, I'm a painter, and that happens to me all the time. Sometimes a painting, you know, boom, boom, boom. It was the easiest thing in the world. Other times, man, it's like fishing or something. They fight you. But it sure
is
satisfying when you get it done.
Oh, it is. It is. And the creative types, you know, like painting, whether it be musician, music, painting, whatever, I think the process works very similar. So you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Sometimes almost feels like a divine intervention or something. It just, the song is almost, or painting, handed to you, and sometimes it takes some work.
Oh, I'm telling you. And it's, you know, and it's funny because at the end of the day, people listen to your music and they probably have no idea, you know, they have no idea because it just sounds great. You know what I mean? And the same thing with the paintings, you know, they're like, oh yeah, he just knocks that out, blah, blah, blah. Have no idea. And they, you know, they don't want to know because nobody wants the magic ruins, you know. But, I tell you. My girlfriend knows if I start playing old spaghetti Western music, she's like, oh, no, he's having a hard painting. He's in a mood. Better leave him alone.
It's fun, though. Like I was saying, we have a real good time, and we're usually able to knock about two or three ideas out, get them fleshed out, and as I heard JJ telling you, we're getting close to the part where we're getting ready to record, and we're all really excited and ready to go.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So I don't want to put any pressure on you guys. The reason I ask, though, ballpark, do you think when the new EP will be out?
Well, I'm going to hand this back to JJ. He's got a better idea of that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
good talking to you, Brian.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, we're looking really once we get the songs fully fleshed out, we'll have a better idea of the timeline because then we can start booking studio time and be on more of a schedule. We kind of don't want to rush the creative, part of it.
Don't
so.
Do that.
Yeah, and there's really no deadline as far as.
The reason I asked, JJ, is it was purely selfish. You guys, your music's so good. I just want to hear more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
so keep doing what you're doing because it's really working.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Let's play another track. We've got Home, In All Honesty, Forces, Desperate Eyes. What should we play next?
Let's go with Home. That'll be a good one.
Okay. Here it is, folks. J.J. McGuigan, sober at that time. But here it is, Home. Check this out. You'll be glad you did. Here it is.
As I wonder, searching for a place I've never known, like the time that I see your face makes me realize there is something real out there, and I wonder how long till I reach this place. Home sounds like a nice idea to me. Don't tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be. And I wonder, why am I all over everywhere? Walking circles and acting like I'm going somewhere. Sometimes I feel like I just wanna stop this over. And I remember just how far it is we've come. Home sounds like a nice idea. Tell me that there's nothing out there. This life has had its way with me. Breathing in, home is where I wanna be.
There it is, folks. Home, J. J.J. McGuigan. I like that track a lot. Like that track a lot. Of course, I walked all over that fade out on it, but that's okay because you know what, folks? Go get a clean copy of it, man. Go to J.J.'s website, pick up a clean copy or iTunes, wherever you want to do, Amazon, whatever you got to do, and you can listen to it over and over and over again without me talking in the end of it. How about that? That works great. J.J., I like that track. I like that track a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, it was
now,
fun making it.
Ah, that's awesome. I like to hear that. That's good. You know, because, I mean, sometimes, you know, as artists and whatnot, people are like, well, you must love doing what you're doing. It's great when you do. It is great when you do. And, you know, it doesn't even matter, art or whatever, music. Business. You have to love it.
If you want to have any longevity or anything like that, it's good to work with good people that you know, and it's good to enjoy the process. And when the final product comes out and it's something you like as well, that's just even better. So, just
outstanding.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
Very, very cool. And, folks, at JJ's website, you can also, there's links to all of JJ's social media. You can, you know, follow him on Facebook and Twitter and even SoundCloud and everything. And, you know, pop in your email address and hit the I'm not a robot thing, and you can keep right up to date with what's going on with J.J. McGuigan and the new EP with Brian. What was Brian's last name again? I forget there. Was it Power or something?
Elwick.
Brian Elwick.
There
we go. Keep up with Brian, too. We were just talking off the air, and they're getting ready. They've been friends. Now I guess it doesn't matter. You guys have been friends a long time, right? You and Brian?
Absolutely. Correct, yeah. It's going on over a decade.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
And now they're making music together. That's cool. That is cool, cool beans. I like that. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. No, that's awesome. And they were talking about, I mentioned, go ahead.
It's definitely a very good match. both friendship-wise, musically, and then when you put the two together, it goes well even then, you know, because sometimes what you worry about sometimes is one going to step on the other and whatnot, but it's not that case with us. We both have a...
No, and a lot of times with musicians, you know, just to call a spade, sometimes they can be a bit fickle. You know, we all can. And their egos can be fragile, but we are comfortable enough with our songwriting process and our friendship that if a song does or does not call for something, we can simply say that and not have to worry about that causing any friction or tension.
Correct. Yeah, totally.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And that's a good – you know what that tells me? You're very comfortable in your skin, and you're a good artist. People that freak out over stuff like that, they got to learn that.
Uh-huh.
And it takes a long time for some of them. Some people get it right out of the gate, man, right out of the gate. I've known people 65 years old, and they still haven't figured that out, you know?
Yeah, run into a few of those, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And it's the best thing to do is just not sit next to them on the bus. You know what I mean? Life
right.
is too short.
Yeah.
You can avoid nonsense. That's my old man advice for the day. You know? Oh,
well,
man.
There's never a shortage of ideas. That's one of the things that helps
right.
us on is if something doesn't work, we can either stash it away and use it for another song, or simply just burn it up and come up with something new. I mean, we both have the creative juices are always flowing, and although it may not happen immediately, it does happen. So
mm-hmm.
we don't get stuck in
many
things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to I'm looking at the time. It's about that time. We a little bit of a shorter show tonight, but that's okay. pardon me. I'm fighting a cold, folks. Truth be known, it's kind of a bad one, but I'm making it through, baby. I'm making it through. I don't got time for to get sick.
I'm sure.
I'm telling you, you got to. Is this whole? Man, I remember when I was like, remember when you were a kid and you're like, I don't feel good today. I'm not going to go to school or whatever. I wish I could have days like that. And in theory,
those days were
you know, epic. Yeah, I should be able to because I own my own home. I work for myself. I'm the boss. My name's on the door. But it just I can't do that. You know what I mean? It just ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, definitely.
Gotta take on that world, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna end the close the show out with another fantastic track. In all honesty, now tell us a little bit about this, JJ. This track.
This song is guest vocals are done by Scott Spriggs, and it kind of has a different feel than all the other songs on the track. It's one of those that when we put it together, it just developed differently in a little way. It's very acoustic driven, and very much drums driven. You know, percussion driven.
Very cool.
It's a short song, but it says a lot, I think, within the time frame that it's done in. So,
outstanding, and very cool. Well, JJ, I want to thank you. Oh, you know what? I have to mention. We have to mention it. We have to make time to mention it.
Yeah,
it's so important. JJ has signed with a fantastic publicity and PR company, MTS Management Group. A lot of people have seen their logo on various show flyers and whatnot. We have. I've been working with old Michael Stover over there, the CEO of MTS, about 3 years now. Very, very good news in not my immediate family, but in Michael's family today, kind of our extended family, I guess you could say. They had a little girl this morning. Michael's wife was, they've been expecting, but she's early. They got an early Christmas present, didn't they, JJ?
Yeah, about 10 weeks early.
Wow.
Yeah, but
now, when I read
okay.
that, I didn't know, because I don't know anything about babies. You know what I mean? I just, it's one of them things I don't know that much about.
Yeah.
And So the first person, what I did is I cut and pasted that whole thing that he sent out, and I texted that over to Danny, who was at work. She managed a makeup store over here, Ulta, and I sent it to her because, you know, well, she's a woman and she knows about these things. And I'm like, is that baby going to be okay? And she's like, yes, it's in the NC or the N unit or whatever it's called. And they'll be fine, you know. So
yeah,
calm me
yeah.
down a little bit.
Yeah.
But many congratulations to them. And, wow, got a new little one in the world today. Good,
yes,
good stuff.
Yes, we did.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, that's, and I had to mention it on this thing. And I wanted to thank you, JJ and Brian, for taking a little time to be on the show tonight. Very, very cool
Absolutely.
Of you guys. And I can't
very
wait
welcome.
To have you back.
Definitely.
Keep
we'll
working.
Back.
Keep.
We will.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, this is the next track we're going to play tonight. JJ McGuigan, I'm sorry, In All Honesty. And this is off the Dissociative EP. We've got a show link up to his JJ McGuigan music.com page where you can pick this up. And these are all available also on iTunes, Amazon, and all of that as well. Good stuff. Hey, guys, thanks a lot for being on. And have a super, Merry Christmas and happy holidays and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Hopefully
they're.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully there isn't any of those, those famous Kansas ice storms. Hope that doesn't happen this year. I know they can be mean.
Hope that stays away.
Me too. Okay, folks. Here it is.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Here it is, In All Honesty. Check it out. What is wrong with the fucking... Oh, there we go.
In the open field, where everyone has gathered, I find there's no one there for me. Locked away in my room, I try not to think about the reasons why I'm on my knees. And in all honesty, I've been searching for someone like me. To be honest with me now is the only way to climb back to light and face the day, 'cause I struggle just to stay alive and keep my sanity, 'cause without you in my life, who am I to be? And in all honesty, I've been searching for someone like
track, folks. What a track. In all honesty, JJ McGuigan, I like that track a lot. That's a good track. Short track, but a very, very powerful, good track. Well, hey, it's about that time. I'm going to go have myself a hot toddy or something and try to get this this cold under control. I'm sick of being sick, folks. I'm sick of being sick. This has been going on like a week. I'm hating this thing. Anyhow, on tonight's show, we will have this converted to a podcast, and it'll be out on all the various social media platforms and whatnot. That'll also include iTunes. If you happen to be listening to the show in the future on iTunes, well, hello from the past. We're really glad you are. Do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. It's free to do. Doesn't cost anything, and it puts us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be. That's where we like to be, baby. Okay, tonight is Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow afternoon. We've got a fantastic author on tomorrow, Tom Carter, and a little bit of early show. So tune in for that. We will see you all then. Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.